On April 3, 2014, former U.S. President Barack Obama issued an executive order declaring a national emergency to deal with unusual extraordinary threat to the national security and foreign policy of the United States due to the situation in South Sudan. Last month, the Biden administration extended the national emergency beyond 2023, citing threats to peace, security, or stability of South Sudan and the surrounding region. Speaking at the joint press conference over the weekend in Juba, the acting Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation, Deng Dao, says the situation in South Sudan has improved and the United States should stop the continuation of the national emergency for South Sudan.
Some of our friends, foreign friends, have continued to play the role of doubting Thomases by occasionally dampening our spirit through unhelpful actions such as renewal of sanctions and arms embargo and justified condemnation at the Human Rights Council. And just yesterday, March 29, through the renewal of what the United States government called notice on the continuation of the national emergency with respect to South Sudan.
The notice of the continuation of national emergency of South Sudan mentioned widespread violence and atrocities, human rights abuses, recruitments and use of child soldiers, attacks on peacekeepers, and obstruction of humanitarian operation in South Sudan. South Sudan's Minister of Information, Communication and Postal Services, Michael McQuay-Lueth, says the government of South Sudan is discouraged by the actions of the Biden administration. McQuay says the government of South Sudan will continue to implement the 2018 Revitalized Peace Agreement.
The roadmap, as it is now, is in progress. The roadmap was operational from the 23rd of February. That is about 1 month and something now, and a week. But there are those who are becoming impatient and saying the roadmap is not progressing, it is not being implemented. I don't know how do they read the roadmap. This is the situation. We are implementing the roadmap and progressing very well. But some of our people here, some of us here, whether we are South Sudanese or non-South Sudanese, are becoming impatient, as if they thought that the roadmap will be an event, not a process.
Last week, the Troika countries of the UK, Norway and the United States issued a statement calling on South Sudanese leaders to complete some key provisions in the 2018 peace deal. Albina Akol Attak-Mayom is the Minister of Humanitarian Affairs and Disaster Management, says the government will provide protection to humanitarian aid workers across the country.
Because of this crisis that we are in, as the government of South Sudan and people of South Sudan, plus natural disasters, our people are hungry and indicators are too huge. This is why the government is putting all the efforts so that these things are addressed. And we always welcome our partners to help us in this. This is why if these incidences happen, we don't accept it as the government. We will immediately take measures so that we put things right. And this is what we did with our partners. We called them, we had an understanding. All the NGOs that are working in humanitarian issues.
The three senior South Sudanese government officials say the implementation of revitalized peace agreement is on track despite several challenges like sanctions and arms embargo imposed on the country in 2018 by the UN Security Council. For VOA News, I am Juliana Sherpai in Juba.